This is HPR episode 2193 entitled, A Clean Podcast with No Swearing. It is hosted by Spaceman and is about 18 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, discussing the swearing drama.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Well, hello there to all the listeners, and I promise this is a clean episode. No jump cuts. I have free software to write right now, and I'm going to take like 10 minutes of my time just to speak out my mind about it. But yeah, so the whole thing is quite funny. I just really don't care. I don't really care about the whole thing. There is something that is actually serious. So I'm going to start out from things that doesn't really matter, and then we're going to move forward to what really matters, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do in the end. But first of all, let's read the comments. I'm going to try not to actually swear, but yes, so someone says, hey, I thought HPR was supposed to be family friendly. This guy needs to be screened. Oh, okay. Well, if you just read a little bit about HPR, you can actually post whatever you want on it. You're not censored. They just, they just don't care. Well, I think they care. That's the point I want to come at the end. But anyway, now I just feel like, second comment. Now I just feel like I'm being trolled. I counted 34 Fs. You actually took the time for that, man. You actually took the time to count how many F word I said. Anyway, in 8 minutes, so 4 per minute, amen. Do you do statistics or something? Like, you should do that. And let alone the C-bomb. Ooh, the C-bomb. Anyway, it's not just the language that's turning me off, though. It's the whole tone with aggressive and counterproductive. Am I aggressive when I speak right now? Is it aggressive? I wonder. Anyway, other comment. Do you have some bet running on how many Fs you can fit into one episode of HPR? Seriously, you should have just left the first 3 minutes out. Well, yes. I'm actually, like, I won't be able to pay my bills right now because it's actually a clean episode, so I kind of don't know what's going on. Other comment, waste of time. This one is my favorite. Waste of time. That was the worst F-word thing I've ever heard. So the guy is upset I'm using the F word. So using the F word isn't cool. So I'm so mad I'm gonna swear in my comment to tell them it's not cool to use the F word. Anyway, clean comment from Clinton Roy. This seemed overly sweary for my taste, and I'm a sweary Australian. Oh, okay. Short, fat, bald guy said, I'm not prude, and drop the F-bomb as much as anyone. Express yourself however you like, but express yourself however you like, but. It's like saying, I'm a racist, you know, but. But as a helpful hint for your Uncle Harry, blah, 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 in a forum where the primary purpose is knowledge transfer, your colorful language only decreases your SNR, because many to discount your message, perhaps completely. Okay. So, some people can look beyond the words, like the words. Anyway, I'll get to that in a minute, but he's basically saying that because I'm, like, what I'm trying to say, just people just don't care because I'm swearing so much. Anyway, I'm not complaining about HPR, far from it, or faulting you or the podcast or anything. I don't see the tags the way I'm living on by my phone. Like, this could be a technical thing, you know, maybe people really don't want to have like an explicit podcast, and then, you know, on certain environments they cannot see it, and then they just hear me swear the F out of everything, and then they get mad. That I could understand. That's like a valid point. But anyway, let's keep going. I also don't care that much about specific language. My main point was it seems out of place for much of primary knowledge transfer sinning. Okay, so there's no really real way to share knowledge. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. Depends on the person. You know, you could talk to me about anything, how to fix a car and whatever. Sharing knowledge doesn't mean that it's useless because the person's swearing. It just doesn't make any sense. It's not a valid point. You just don't like it. That's it. So it's your personal view here. It's not objectively saying, oh yeah, this person's talking to the other person, that person can understand what they're saying because the person swears. You see, that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I have to wrap this up. Like, this is... I'm not complaining about HBR, blah, blah, blah. It's always like, oh, you know, it's okay. HBR is fine. You know, and it's okay because we are a community that just doesn't censor anyone. But, you know, it's always that but. It's okay, but it's not. You can do what you want, but don't do that. That's pretty much the setting here. So let's go to the critiques, like how I see the whole thing. So point one, well, point zero, because my compiler is going to not like it. Point zero, all you see is the F word everywhere. You just didn't listen to what I had to say. You just were stuck on the F word. You didn't commented on the concept I shared or the utility of it, the use of it. Instead of upgrading your life from what I said, you just, oh, he said F. That's it. I don't want to hear anything from here. Now, this is you, personally. Because some people just didn't care. And actually listened to what I had to say and just didn't care that I was saying F. It's a big deal because you are making a big deal. Because in fact, it isn't. It depends on your perception. And because more people are saying it's a big deal, then you tend to follow the group like a sheep and say, well, it's a big deal. But it's not. It's not. To me, it's not. And if you don't like it, just don't listen to my podcast. Anyway, the second point, the first point here, you are out loud and you're all there to criticize me because apparently I did something wrong. But when I did actually something good, according to you, which means without swearing, you didn't write anything back. You didn't write any comments. Look at my first podcast. I wrote, like, I was introducing myself, talking about the things I'm going to talk about as a programmer, how I live my life, how I interpret it. And there was just one comment, and the comment was just, like, the person didn't understand what hacking means. He doesn't know what hacking means. It's like, it is super okay to hack. Of course, it's an intellectual tool. It's an intellectual concept. Of course, it's super okay to hack. I mean, I was introduced to jaihack11@gmail.com. Okay, he's using some proprietary thing, corporate garbage, what the hell. And dude impressed me. He did a great job. And I feel happy and in debt to him forever. Okay. Like, this is the kind of, like, sharing knowledge we're doing here. Like, you didn't say, oh yeah, that's great that you're integrating all of those things that, you know. You said nothing, but now I said I did something wrong, apparently, and then you're all over the place, lines of comments, and your comments are as aggressive as you're seeing my podcast. It's kind of funny, really. So yeah, apparently I'm doing something wrong, and you're like, oh, this is crazy, you shouldn't do that, but then when I'm doing something fine and okay, there's just no comments, no exchange going on. So think about that. Then I knew there would be the balance people. You know, people who's always about balance. Oh, you know, eating meat is okay. You know, you just have to have a balance. No. It's better if you just don't eat meat at all in your life. Or, oh, it's okay to have beer, but, you know, you need to have a balance. No. It's okay if you drink beer, but, you know, it's better if you just don't drink any. oh, it's okay to swear, you know, it's okay, but don't, not too much. No, it's fine, whatever you want to swear. Who cares? If you just want to swear, it doesn't do anything. Actions is actually is more important than words. And this is pretty much how it's going to end, talking about actions versus words. But let's move a bit forward. Again, I don't care because I know that people aren't children. I don't treat people as children. And I know that they can just go through it and say, well, hey, what he's saying is making sense. And then go on my blog. And I can assure you, there's no swearing, there's no anything. All the information is well archived and put into categories, and then you can learn lots of stuff there. Now, family friendly. This is really funny, seriously. How many people here don't want their children to say the F word, but they're fine teaching them, you know, you can eat a dismembered animal. That's fine. You can cut the throat of an animal, and that's fine. You can have a cow, rape the cow, and drink its milk, and then that's just fine. And then you're losing your head over me saying the F word. Because it's family friendly. Like, do you want me to be like, hey, hello, welcome to the HPR episode. And today, we're gonna crack the Pentagon's firewall just for fun. No, nothing like that. Now, what is really preposterous about this whole thing is censorship. That's all that really pisses me off here. Just plain censorship. Now, I'm not blaming this on anyone, not on Ken Fallon or whatever, but he did write to me, and I have a screenshot of this, and you can see on New Social. His opinion of how I use the word, I don't care. I couldn't care less. But really got to me is, how you act now is of course your call. How HPR acts after that will be decided by the community as a whole. Oh, that's naughty, man. You see what I'm talking about? Like, actions matter more than words. I'm just saying words. Words are just words. How they affect you is actually your fault. How they affect you is actually your own interpretation. But then actions, this is imposed. When you're doing action upon something, you're actually doing, like, you're actually causing either a harm, or you're causing, like, a change. You're actually changing the world. And you're having an impact on the world. So basically, HPR is like, hey, it's okay, you can say whatever you want. You can swear, it's okay, it's going to be marked as explicit. But then, I'm literally being asked to stop doing it. This is what I'm doing. Or stop doing what you're doing, or just do it less, or whatever. Trying to control me, basically. And if I refuse that, well, well, we're going to silence you. This is what's the most egregious thing about this whole thing. Now, I have lots of knowledge about the Tor network, how to use it. So my information is never killable. You cannot kill my information. You cannot kill me. I'll always be around. I have botnets on New Social, always continuously sharing knowledge that empowers you. And you can access my podcast or videos or whatever through there. I'm just not killable. But if someone just doesn't know anything about the Tor network or whatever, and then they decide to go there because, you know, we're not Google, we're HPR, we're here for freedom of speech or whatever, and then that person just decides to produce some type of content and the community doesn't like it, all of a sudden, you're not welcome here anymore, you cannot upload anymore. You see, you have to walk your talk. If you're saying, it's fine to upload whatever you content you want, censor you, you actually have to do it. Like, lots of people say, hey, I like, you know, all the humans of the world, all races, and then one day they're about to get a job, and then they don't get the job, and the person who gets it is, you know, I don't know, man, he's Asian or whatever, and then, oh man, I hate those Asians, you know. Yeah, so HBR should say you're allowed to post whatever you want, but if the community doesn't like you, then you're gone, you know, because this is what it is. And it's pure censorship. Well, actually, not drastically censorship. It's okay to say we're a community and we accept what goes in and out, but actually say it. Don't put yourself forward saying, oh, you accept everything and you can do what you want. But then after that, if you don't change the way you produce your content, well, you know, we'll just terminate you. Because that's pretty much how it sounds here. Anyway, that's the past. So if you're still dwelling about this, there's nothing I can do about that. So let me tell you straight right now, this is the past. What matters is the present moment and now, because now it's going to dictate the future. So if you want to keep dwelling, just keep saying, oh, I hate you, spaceman. This is crazy. You keep always swearing and stuff. Keep doing it. But now I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do now. So basically, I'm going to keep on producing content for HBR, where I'm going to include no swear at all for a short period of time. And during that period of time, maybe a month or two or three or a year or whatever, I really want to see people in the comments saying, well, I like that part, or people just improving. And listen up. Everything that I post is actually something that somebody else told me, and then I've actually used it in my life and seen the benefits of it. So it's not me who came up with nothing that I'm saying, basically. It's just things that you can incorporate in your life and actually enriches it. A couple years ago, I was fat, miserable. I hated myself. I had no money. And I wanted to make free software. Now today, I'm fit. I'm really fit. I have lots of money. And I'm a successful free software programmer. And then I'm learning how to grow my own food, which means that I spend less money. I'm more independent and everything. And I'm stronger mentally and physically. And I just want to share that with anyone. I want everyone to be free. I want everyone to be equal. I want everyone to do whatever they want to do. So, in all seriousness, I'm really looking forward to seeing people reacting to what I have to say. And like everything that I'm saying here, if you don't like me swearing, just go on my website, like my hidden Engine X server. You're going to see the type of information that I archive. It's all in there. And there's no swearing, there's no nothing. It's just, hey, do you want to go garlic? Boom. You know how to go garlic in 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes of your time. Hey, you want to learn how to grow food, like a complete guide? 30 minutes of your time, you know how to do that. You know how to make concrete things, you know how to make things happen within 30 minutes. You want to learn how to program an Arduino? It might take more of your time because it's more complex, but within the same day, you can do it. Do you want to make money recycling cans? You can make quite a lot of money if you don't have any job or stuff. You can actually learn how to do that. So really looking forward for that. So comments, insults, whatever, get connected, loadaverage.org/spaceman1. And I'm really looking forward for my next podcast, how people are going to react. And by the way, apologize for my botnet podcast, because there's the F word in the title. Now, I don't know if I said the F or the C word during that 18 minute long podcast, but anyway, sorry if I did for that one. I really am sorry. And happy hacking.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.